Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? Just tuned into Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Yes! And you feel the energy in the air once again here on the Vibration Station every Sunday on LA Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you for being open-minded and joining us here on LA Talk Radio every Sunday at 1 Pacific Standard to open the possibilities of feeling better, feeling happier, feeling healthier, feeling wealthier, feeling wiser, right? We all want to do things that make us feel good. We all want to exercise our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our souls, the energy that flows to us and through us, right? We want to tap into this. We want to feel better and better each and every day. And as you know, in this human experience, we all deal with struggles on a daily basis, right? It's not all peaches and cream. As much as we appreciate the idea of heaven on earth, and as much as we would like to, you know, say that we are living in heaven and on earth, there are daily struggles. And that's what we really focus here on the Vibration Station, is how to live life day to day, deal with these struggles, deal with possible, you know, mood swings from experiences, you know, something at work ticks you off, or something at home, or it could be a day-to-day challenge that you deal with, whether it's, you know, not feeling 100% up to par, whatever it is, right? Here on the Vibration Station, we like to talk about how to maximize your human experience, how to take this experience that you've been given and really bring it to a level that fulfills you on all planes, right? Mental, physical, and spiritual. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome my very special guest and, of course, longtime co-host, Brother Colin. How you doing, man?
What's good? What's good? How are you guys today?
I'm doing great, brother, and it's so happy to have you back on the show, back on the series. And I want to say, you know, I've every single show that we've ever had in the past, for those of you that have been longtime Vibration Station listeners, you'll remember back in the day before it was Vibration Station, we were Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, and Colin was actually my very first co-host and stuck with me years down the line. Look at us, we're 8, 9 years later, almost 10 years, and here we are, and Colin's you know, back and better than ever, and I could say through those years, I've grown and I've learned things and I've changed my mind about things. You know, we're constantly growing and changing our minds. So, Colin, I want to say it is a pleasure to have you back as a regular on the show, as a co-host, as an experienced, you know, radio, someone that's experienced in radio, television, just knows, you know, the ins and outs of the industry. Wonderful to have you here. And you have such a profound understanding in so many different facets of life. So it's like I love bouncing ideas off of you. I love picking your brain and talking about, you know, some of the things that you're passionate about, some of the things that you experience, because I find that you and I have a lot of similar experiences. You know, we've dealt with a lot of same things, and we're not the only two dealing with it. There's millions, billions of people that are dealing with these same issues. And you and I have always been able to help each other through, you know, a dense time in one another's lives. You know, we're always there for each other. And that's also what the show is about, guys. We're always here for you. If you want to reach out, feel free to email me. You can always do so live on the show. And if you want me to read the email, I will do that. Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, the correct email is Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. So first and foremost, Colin, how you doing today, brother?
Good. I'm here to figure out exactly how to feel good today.
Dude, that's awesome. And so am I. You know, and that's really part of it. And that's another thing that I love about the show is, you know, we don't claim to be quote unquote experts, right? When it comes to, yes, you know, we have a degree in this or we've studied this. We claim to have human experience. You know, we're young. Yes, we're still in our mid to turning to later 20s as the time goes by so quickly. You know, but at the same time, we are kind of a focal where we're a bouncing off point for anyone out there that is feeling the same energy, that is feeling the same type of shifts that we talk about, that we're feeling and seeing, you know, the changes that are happening in the world. And they just don't necessarily have someone to talk to about this stuff. You know, that's what this forum, this radio show, this platform is about. It's about assisting as many people as possible that are an equivalent, a vibrational equivalent to receiving this information, assisting as many people as possible in embodying a happier and healthier and wealthier, wiser lifestyle. Colin, in regards to, as we talked, you know, prior to the show, raising vibration, right? This is something that we always talk about. Obviously, the idea behind raising vibration is that every thought has a frequency. And every frequency, well, frequency is vibration. A frequency emits vibration. So raising your vibration means simply, in layman's terms, thinking happier thoughts, feeling happier, feeling healthier, feeling more self-worth, as we talked about on last week's show. So on this week's show, we're going to be talking about, drum roll, supplementation. We're going to be talking about nootropics. We're going to be talking about what type of healthy supplements can we take as individuals, right? And I'm not saying every day necessarily, but let's say you need a pick-me-up and you don't want to use, you know, what the pharmaceutical companies are so easily and readily prescribing anyone that says they have any sort of disorder or, you know, chemical imbalance. Let's say you don't want to go to a psychiatrist and, you know, get prescribed Xanax for anxiety or get prescribed Adderall for being hyperactive. And let's say you're just having an off day and you just want to feel good. You want to pick me up, right? And you want something a little bit better than a cup of coffee, right? Coffee gives you energy. There's a little, you know, come down later in the day, depending on how much coffee you drink. But the idea of nootropics, and Colin, you and your wonderful wife, Annie, actually were the two people that really opened the doors for me as an individual to what is really possible when you start opening your mind to nootropics. So for those of you that are not familiar with what nootropics are, Colin, would you mind giving a quick or take as long as you want an explanation, a summary of what nootropics are, what they do. Are they legal? Yes, of course. We wouldn't be talking about it if they weren't. So yeah, the mic is yours.
Okay, so it's nootropics are basically in the reason that they are legal. They are legal drugs, and the reason they are legal is because they are non-receptor binding drugs. And then when I say that, I mean, for example, illicit drugs that I don't really want to go into it, but illicit drugs, they all have these, your brain has these, I don't know how to explain it other than like a key and a lock metaphor. So essentially, yeah. when you do a drug, let's say it's your first time you do a drug, your body receives and opens these receptors, and your body goes like, wow, this is amazing. I didn't even know that key opened this lock to feeling this way. And what these do is more of a total body, or it's instead of having receptors, or they do hit receptors, but they don't like the receptors don't ask for them again. So like when you do an illicit substance and you come down, that your body eventually goes like, okay, so are you going to give me more of that? Like I need more of that. Like just keep giving it. And that's what drug abuse is about. It's kind of like your body just keeps asking for it. No matter what you do, do what it takes to give me that. But what these drugs do is don't ask for it again. They just bring you up, and there's so many different kinds. So it's kind of like there's different effects for each one. And the other way to explain it is I'm totally blanking on the movie name, but there's a movie where they take like smart drugs and Limitless. And essentially the guy took the drug and it was like his whole mind was like, I don't know, like he could do everything and think about everything. It's not quite that way. There's nothing that you could take that is that way, but there is some of those effects are very possible with nootropics and other herbs that are natural. Like, for example, my favorite nootropic, and you could even call it something else, but is ashwagandha. By far the best herb that I've ever taken in my life. It de-stresses you, it relaxes you, it increases libido, it helps you sleep better. It's all around like one of my favorite nootropics, and I recommend it for men and women. So I don't know. I think that's a good amazing way of explaining it.
No, that's a perfect way of explaining it. For anyone that didn't previously know what nootropics are, definitely couldn't have said it better myself. And just, this is another thing to get technical, guys. We have obviously as anyone that, you know, attended pretty much any grade of science class, we know that there are different parts of the brain. Obviously we break it down to left brain, right brain, right? But then we also know that it goes a lot more in depth, right? We have, like a cerebellum, we have a prefrontal lobe cortex, we have a limbic system. We have a brainstem, we have a septum. There's all these different things, the amygdala, right?
Our third brain, and our second brain, which is our stomach.
Absolutely, 100%. Yes, there are actually more receptors. If I know I read this, I can't source it off the top of my head, but I do remember reading this in a highly trusted, website on just, you know, the physiological aspect of the human body, and I do remember reading at one point that the stomach has more receptors. It's either receptors or nerve endings. I'm not exactly. I believe it's receptors. The stomach has more receptors than actually the brain. So there's more going on in regards to.
Also, there's much bacteria there that it's like a whole nother world.
It's so like true. It's
like a life around, like inside of us, is a whole like universe inside of our stomachs.
No, it absolutely is. There's no question there. Like the internal body is an entire universe in and of itself. And I mean, Leonardo da Vinci has proven that. You know, hundreds of years ago, we see that. You know, to actually break down the human body is like it is an entire universe. It's an entire ecostructure, an entire ecosystem that operates in a completely different way than what our external, idea is. You know, our bodies are so high tech. They're so like, you know, the way I think of it is, you know, if you compare technology to a human body, you know, if you compare the exponential evolution of technology versus, you know, the exponential evolution of human consciousness, you know, obviously after Cro-Magnon man, there was a leap, and scientists still to this day can't define what that leap was. They said that the leap in brain activity was so substantial that it would have taken something like, you know, 100,000 times 100,000 more years, not 100,000 more years, but however many years it took for that to happen, times 100,000 to actually, for evolution to actually make that kind of enhancement in brain activity. So people talk about it being, and obviously we're straying off topic here, but it's fun to throw out there. People talk about it being, you know, extraterrestrial DNA manipulation, or people also talk about it being the use of possible psychedelics enhancing different parts of the brain, and then that being passed down through DNA. So there's a lot of speculation in regards to what really happened in that jump in human evolution between Cro-Magnon man and modern day man. But we, the point is, our bodies today and our brains today are so high tech. And also, if you look at the kids from this generation, there are more kids doing more successful adult-like things today than ever before. You know, 20 years ago, when you think of what a six-year-old was capable of, you would not think, oh yeah, a six-year-old can have his own YouTube channel. He could be a professional surfer sponsored by the largest surf companies in the world. He could be a professional skater. He could be like, what, you know, a hacker. Like, six-year-old kids that can get past like firewalls and stuff. And, you know, it is crazy.
Well, you can definitely argue that that is due to the tools available to the children
Absolutely.
Of this age.
And
accomplishments that came from our past generations have led us to have all of these amazing tools to bring us forward.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. No, I absolutely couldn't agree more. And with every new tool that's introduced into the mainstream collective consciousness is obviously another tool that is going to increase the ability of the next generation. Right. And then by the time that generation is having kids, and something crazier is out. And that absolutely, you know, is what pushes people to the next level, gives them the ability to almost become, you know, super beings compared to what the human being was capable of, say, 100 years ago, right? And even lifespan, right? We look at lifespan, you know, I mean, that's a whole other thing. But basically, getting back to nootropics, there is this part of the brain called the nucleus accumbens. Right? I believe I pronounced that properly. I've understood this before. I know what the nucleus accumbens is in the brain, and that is the addiction part of the brain. So when you, just like you were explaining earlier, Colin, when you use one of those illicit substances, it's this part of the brain, right, the nucleus accumbens, that is triggered. And then that sends essentially electromagnetic signals to other synapses in the brain, neurons and synapses that say, oh, I need more of this. So when that substance starts wearing off, the dopamine levels start to drop, the serotonin levels start to drop, the norepinephrine levels start to drop. And then all of a sudden, that's when the nucleus accumbens steps in and says, I need more, right? With these nootropics, they do not trigger the nucleus accumbens. And this has actually been proven through MRI study. For those of you that have seen out there the station, the TV station Viceland, right? Some people, it's a kind of a controversial TV station. Some people really don't like it because they get really controversial, and some people love it, right? Depends on the show. Depends on what it's talking about. But there is this one show, right? And this also is a very controversial show. Some people hate it. Some people love it. It's called Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia. Colin, are you familiar with that show?
No, please explain.
So essentially Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia, he's a pharmacologist. He's a young guy, probably, you know, maybe late 20s to late, oldest being mid-30s, early 30s. And he's a pharmacologist, and he travels the world trying different non-illicit substances, right? They're, you know, he does shows on, for example, salvia, right? We all know salvia divinorum. You've seen it in, you know, smoke shops or head shops or whatever. I didn't know before this show that salvia divinorum is actually used in a shamanic practice by Mexican shamans. Like there are shamans that guide people, and they don't smoke it. They chew or they brew a tea with the leaves, right? So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, this guy, he tries all these different things. And then a recent one that I watched, which I found to be really, really fascinating, is it's essentially a plant that's found in Southeast Asia, but it's also found in Indonesia, and it's found in a couple other places, specific places in the world, because the environment has to be proper, right? And what this specific leaf does is essentially lets people feel happy, right? It allows people, it is a nootropic, right? That's the idea, is they refer it to being a nootropic. And I recently watched this episode, and what I thought was interesting is they did an MRI scan on a mouse, and also with a human brain, and they saw first they gave the mouse it wasn't an MRI. He had like a little chip attached to his head. It was kind of really sad to see, but I understood that it was for obviously the purpose of science and human evolution. But they first injected the mouse with morphine. Okay, because kratom or kratom, some people pronounce it kratom, some people pronounce it kratom, is the name of this leaf, right? And it's said to have receptors that bind to similar. They bind to the opioid receptors, but it is not an opioid. It's in the same way that combo frog medicine has a peptide in it that is 2,000 times stronger than morphine, but you do not feel those effects. It's a way different type of inducive state, and it doesn't get you high. It doesn't get you out of your mind in any way, shape, or form. Now, disclaimer, we're not saying go try this stuff. What we're talking about is nootropics. We're talking about plant medicine. We're talking about what literally this earth grows for the purpose of assisting human consciousness, for the purpose of assisting people in living a happier, healthier, wealthier, and wiser lifestyle. So this leaf, the kratom leaf, or the kratom leaf, however you wish to pronounce it, has been identified as extremely similar to what a nootropic does in the brain. And long story short, before I talk your ear off even more, what I'm going to say is when they hooked up this mouse, and then they also did to a human, they first injected morphine, and the nucleus accumbens in the brain jacked up. It spiked up. So that means that the addiction part of the brain was triggered, obviously, when you gave the substance morphine, right? And then they let that wear off. They gave it another day, and then they gave them a concentrated form of kratom leaf, right? They see that the same serotonin and dopamine, norepinephrine receptors were triggered in much lower doses. So it's not equivalent to taking like an opioid, but it does trigger those same sensations of feeling happier, giving you more energy. It's not necessarily a sedation as it is more of a cleanse, right? And what they found is this, kratom leaf does not affect the nucleus accumbens. Actually, it lowered the brain activity of the nucleus accumbens. So people have used this specific leaf, which is also can also be referred to as a nootropic. It essentially activates the same parts of the brain. People have used this leaf, so it's like a natural nootropic, a nootropic that comes from the planet, to get off these illicit drugs and to help with withdrawals. Also, not even drug users, obviously, people have used this to heal diabetes, right? There's a cardiovascular disease. It just goes on and on and on. So I guess what I'm saying is the availability of these supplements, that are out there, whether it comes, from a plant, whether it's like a ginseng or, a kava or something like that, or whether it's, a combination of substances that are non-illicit, that do not part of the brain that truly activate other parts of the brain. We can open so many doors, right? And this is also, Colin, something that I want you to touch on and really get into, because you've shared with me some really amazing stories of people that have turned their lives around by using certain nootropics and certain plant medicines, using, not abusing. And that's the main focal point here as well, is, you know, if something feels good, it doesn't mean that you use it every day. It means that, you know, you use it when you feel like you need to use it, or, you know, you use it in the way that it's meant to be used. You don't abuse it. So, Colin, if you have any stories or just examples of how these types of substances, or I should say, supplements, have helped, you know, turn people's lives around for the better, go for it, please. I was just going to say, the reason why we talk about this stuff here on the Vibration Station, this is just throwing this out here. The main reason why we talk about this stuff in the Vibration Station is because we understand that the pharmaceutical companies have an agenda to keep you hooked on their drug, right? Whatever drug of theirs you're taking, they have this agenda. It's all about money. It's all about keeping people hooked. It's all about keeping people reliant upon their system. So we really encourage people to, you know, do their best to get off or wean off or use as little as possible of pharmaceutical substances. That's why we talk about this on the show, and why we offer to you other, you know, outlets and alternatives to, you know, relying on pharmaceutical. So please, Colin, sorry to interrupt. Please go on.
No, you're good. So I really think that nootropics are not about, it actually is about regularity, but it is not about feeling like, it's not about feeling really good. It's about feeling balanced, which to me feels really good. So I can only speak from a personal place, but being balanced is the best feeling that I could ever have. It's like, I feel like if a stressor comes my way, I can look at it in the eye and be like, I don't need to, like, I can deal with you in like a level-headed way. Or like, it's all about being able to feel centered, and it's not about feeling really good for a day. So you do, but by that I mean it's not about being high, because being high is the opposite effect of what a nootropic does. It's not the desired effect. It's more of like I feel really aware. I feel really like there's nothing that can affect me. There's nothing that can, like, I just want to be the best version of myself and be sober. Like, super aware and sober. Nothing can affect me, and I'm great. And I really feel like I do a lot of research on R supplements. It's a Reddit board for this kind of thing. And people do these large stacks. Like, by stack, I mean like taking one thing. And a lot of them are over the counter. I mean, like, you can buy them on the shelf, like vitamins. Like, I would say like half of those things are just keeping your vitamins at like the best place that you can get them. B vitamins and I don't know, vitamin C, whatever. Like, just keeping your body at like at the most prime place that you can be at. I don't know. And then and then the other half are things that restore serotonin, for example, like 5-HTP or certain herbs that take the edge off, which is why a lot of people do drugs, is to take the edge off, to make it so you're not like angry at the smallest thing. And so I don't know. I think these things are not for people who want to get high, because they do not get you high.
Exactly.
But they get me normal, which is exactly what I'm looking for in life, is just to be normal.
It's that balance,
like, level on like one of those construction things, the bubble inside the lines,
exactly, like a leveler. 100%. And I think
and the oh yeah. sorry
no 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 please please
The great thing is there's no come down. There's no, like, there's no very, like, if I one day couldn't do them, it's not like that day would be shitty. It's exactly. These things, and the reason I said that it should be regular is because a lot of these things work better over time. So, for example, ashwagandha, which I mentioned, that works better. It works the best when you've been taking it for 2 weeks. Though I do notice the effects almost like the next day.
Right.
After 2 weeks, your body just like normalizes in that place. And you're just like, this is like where I want to be with this herb. Like,
that's amazing.
And so it is about being regular, but it's not about getting high, which is the kind of like distinction I really wanted to make, because none of these things get you quote unquote high. I don't know. I keep repeating myself. Sorry.
No. It's important too. And it's really important. And I appreciate that you do that, because it's important that people understand, because there is so much misinformation out there, right? There's half the people won't take anything or won't eat anything if it's not FDA approved. The other half don't want to touch anything if it is FDA approved. Like, this, you know, there's so many sides, you know, to this, and there's so much misinformation, and there's also a lot of accurate information. It really depends on, you know, where the clinical studies have been, who has the agenda, you know, to truly spread awareness about a substance or a supplement or a nootropic or an herb, or versus who has their own agenda to profit from Big Pharm or something like that, right? So it's really the information that you read, the information that you can get online, that you Google search, it's all based on someone's agenda, whether the agenda, once again, repeating myself, is either to spread information, spread awareness about something, or their agenda to profit, right? And that is where, here on the Vibration Station, we kind of draw the line in the sand, and you know, we do live a lifestyle that is based around being balanced. So we, as individuals, are always looking for new things, healthy things. You know, we're health conscious people. We're not looking in any way, shape, or form to get high off of something or to feel euphoric for a day and then, you know, find some hangover cure. That's not what this is about, right? If you're listening and you are a drug user and you are looking for something to get high, this is not the show for you. This is not the program. This is not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is your average Joe that is looking to balance out his serotonin, norepinephrine, whatever, balance out the brain chemicals, start feeling better. And you're absolutely right, Colin, when you say these are not about, oh, I feel so happy today. It's so, I'm like so out of my mind, joyous. This is awesome.
But you will.
But you will.
The thing is, you will. But it's not out of the norm. That's the way that you should be feeling. And exactly. That's what I think people should be figuring out how to do is like, okay, so you do some internal work and just be like, okay, I feel this way for the last 3 days. It's been a little down and I feel a little groggy and I'm not focused. And then you decide, okay, the way that I actually want to feel is I'm aware, I'm focused, I have energy for a good 12 hours of the day and blah, 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 whatever. You set your own terms, like this, and this. This is what I want. And you figure out what drugs work with each other. They don't even have to be considered drugs. They could be considered, like, there's so many Ayurvedic herbs that do this. It's insane how many resources are out there for you. But it's like you find the exact things that could do this and work together to achieve your desired state. And for me, my desired state is something I want to feel every day. It's not like one day I want to be super hyper and then the next day I want to be down. I really don't want that in my life. I want it to be like, I want to be level. I'm ecstatic about life, but I am not too hyper and like too much energy, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. No, you absolutely do know. And that's why I think you're the perfect person to, you know, come on the show and share your personal experiences and, you know, experiences of others that you're close to and that you've seen these types of supplements really enhance their lifestyle, right? And here's like a whole other facet of what we're talking about here is, you know, the FDA does really have so much to do with regulating what goes mainstream, right? Obviously, and this is just proof in the pudding. If you're watching TV or you're watching Netflix or Hulu or whatever, right? Actually, Netflix doesn't have commercials. If you're watching Hulu or TV, you see these commercials, right? Or whatever, on the internet, you can see them anywhere online, you know, on the side of your web page that you're browsing, whatever, right? You see these commercials, especially the ones on TV, and they say, you know, whatever the name of the substance is, whatever the name of the drug is, it's going to help you sleep, right? So, oh, you want a good night's sleep? Take blah, 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 right? Well, okay. And then it shows these really wonderful pictures of people sleeping so nice, and there's fluffy things and butterflies in the background. They're just getting such a great...
They're always having a picnic. Like, for some reason, even if it's a sleep drug, it's just like they're always having this amazing picnic.
It's so true. It's
like, you want to fall asleep into your food. Anyway, go on, sorry. They're riding a bike.
Or they're riding a bike to a picnic.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. Like, I literally just thought of like 30 different like commercials of people like on bikes and picnics. Like, but if you hear like at the end of the show or at the end of the commercial, every single time, you know, it says, you know, side effects may include, and the list just goes on. Like, the list of side effects is longer than like the actual commercial itself. Now, sure, maybe the time, maybe, you know, the commercial is 20 seconds and the list of side effects is 10 seconds. But if you notice, they speed it up also so you can't hear everything. Well, side effects may include, and it goes all fast. And then like you could just catch like kind of every other word. And, you know, it's crazy how manipulative and deceptive these, you know, agencies like the FDA are. Right. We think, oh, FDA, Food and Drug Administration, they are looking out for our greater good. They want to make sure that the food is not tainted. They want to make sure that the drugs are approved and have been tested. Right. Well, they have their own agenda. They're in bed with Big Gov and every other major corporate, the banking system. They're all together. Like, it's not like one industry is separate from the other. No, they're all interconnected. They all have their own agendas to, but in working together, and they all know what they have to do in that specific organization or that specific agency to, you know, help the cause, the quote unquote cause, whatever they're trying to do, which is controlling the masses, you know, keeping people reliant upon their system, keeping people needing their drugs, keeping people needing to take their drugs so they can go and make money. And then the banks inflate the currency, so then you need to work harder to make less money. And now and then you want to take more drugs. It's like, it just goes on and on. You know, that old song, it's like, I do coke so I can work longer, so I can make more money, so I can do more coke. It's like, it's so true.
You missed a part. I do coke so I can make money, so I can earn more, so I can do more coke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. And it's like, but it is that type of cycle. So when, you know, when you're doing your research and you see something and isn't necessarily FDA approved, just remember and keep in the back of your mind that yes, this is an agency that has its own agenda, that is working with other global agencies, that is working with the banking institutions, that is working with...
Oh, there's so much more than that. I was reading about this child seizure medicine. It's like a cream or something. And that's what it was FDA approved for, right? Like, that's what they got their certification or whatever on. But the company that made the drug started paying all of these doctors to basically prescribe it for random other things. Like, oh, there is a 10% chance that it could heal this thing. Like, and somehow they got like funding for that, and then they paid the paid a bunch of doctors to prescribe it for that illness, even though maybe it had a 5 or 10% chance of actually doing anything. And
that's insane.
Like, it's so that basically they made $2 billion off paying these doctors like $100 million. That's a huge profit, just because they were paying these doctors to give medication that isn't for sure going to work, but the FDA basically was like, basically they already told they already got their certification or whatever for the drug. So it didn't matter what they prescribed it for at that point. It was kind of like, gosh, you're already certified for this one thing that it works really well, but it was like for some like random child seizure thing, but like it was like a very rare disorder that this cream was made for, and somehow they made $2 billion off of it, which if it was just prescribed for the thing that it was made for, it would never have made that much money. Like,
no,
but it was prescribed for these random disorders that it was maybe gonna help, like who knows. But like, I don't know, I just think it's more than just the FDA, it's more than just the government, it's doctors. It's bright.
It is.
I don't know. It goes so far beyond just the government. It's like you can bribe anyone to do anything. I kind of feel like that's what's happening in FIFA right now with all the refs. It's like, if you give him a penalty, I will pay you like 50 grand per penalty. Like, I don't know.
Right.
It's like you can pay for anything in this world.
It's so true. And when you're in bed with an organization, AKA the Federal Reserve, that has infinite funding, when you are tied to limitless funding, then essentially money becomes your tool for manipulating the masses. I mean, and just like you said, you know, everyone, and here's another thing too, on top of exactly what you said is where everyone has a price. On top of everyone having a price, I think they're also somewhat afraid to say no, because at the same time, they know that if they don't go with the grain, if they don't follow the grain of what, you know, the system wants them to do, they're going to be put on a radar. You know, they're going to be like, oh, this guy's actually trying to help people, like, you know. And that's exactly, if you look what happened to Dr. Sebi, like he like discovered a diet to where literally food acts as medicine, and people started going on the Sebi diet, and like hundreds of thousands of people were cured from diabetes, certain types of cancers, like lymphomic problems, metabolic problems. It just goes on and on and on. Depression, right? From literally just anxiety, all these things, pain from literally eating properly. And the healthiest man in the freaking world, Dr. Sebi, like who's never like he's claimed, you know, he hasn't been sick like in something like 60 years or something. He doesn't get sick, all this stuff. He randomly dies from a heart attack. Yeah, I don't think so. Like that, and right when like he's actually starting to get big, and right when people are starting to like, you know, people are actually starting to create a movement out of what he's, you know, proposed, and he just dies. Yeah, I did. These doctors know that there are agendas based around the pharmaceutical companies. The only doctors that don't are the ones that literally have been doing it for like 50 years. They're so ingrained in the system. They think they still think like, you know, good Uncle Sam is out to, you know, pat their backs and help them out and, you know, be a good taxpayer, do what your system says and you will get paid off. And once again, that is having a price, but at the same time, you know, some of the older generation doctors, I don't know if, and who am I to say this, right? I don't know. I'm not in the medicine, I'm not in the doctor's community. I am active in the plant medicine community, but not in, you know, Western medicine. But I guess what I'm saying is the writing's on the wall. You see it everywhere. These people, they do get paid off to prescribe things that have severe side effects. And they're afraid to say no because they know that they could jeopardize their career. So there's all these factors that come into this essentially, you know, giant monopoly of a system, you know, manipulating what drugs people take for what, you know, ailments. And another thing which is interesting, which I always found to be extremely fascinating, right? You hear these reports on the news, or you can look up online, the percentage of drug usage in America, the percentage of drug usage in the world. There are these certain numbers that they have. These statistical numbers are based off of drug sales. They're based off of drug raids. They're based off of calculations of, you know, it's all calculated. These numbers are so wrong, and they're so underestimated, and I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you how. My soon-to-be brothers-in-law, they're really awesome people. They work in construction, commercial construction, and they have had experiences, you know, because they're in commercial construction with the waste department, you know, and they. A conversation that I remember having with them, which was really interesting, is they said the true way that you can tell how many, you know, substances a collective group of people is on is through the waste system. And he's like, people don't think about that. And that's something that is not even brought up in conversation. But if you test the contamination of the waste, you actually come to see that there's such an explosion of an abuse of substances, both pharmaceutical and illicit, you know, drugs like, you know, heroin or crack or, you know, these things that people literally ruin their lives over. And that in and of itself, to like everything is manipulated from the information that they're putting out on the news reports on the internet, to, you know, the drugs that they're offering, it's all based on a deceptive intention. And this is just how I feel, and this is just what I've proven to myself, what life and human experience has proven to me is, yes, these agencies do have their own agendas, and we, as conscious and aware individuals, need to take it upon ourselves to say, at what point do we draw the line in the sand and say, you know what, I'm going to do my research. I'm going to talk to other people that have tried other things outside of, you know, just chemotherapy or just this. I'm going to try new things and new ways to make myself feel better, to heal my ailments, and to live a more balanced, in your perfect words, lifestyle.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, you're wonderful. No, I was saying you're wonderful.
Well, I just think it's about creating your own happiness, whether it's chemically inside of you or your outside actual reality. It's all about creating that for yourself and narrating your own life path, and not about. It is about research, but it's about going from both sides. It's not about learning about just one side of things. It's about, here's the negative of this, here's the positive of this, here's what this can do for me, here's what it couldn't do for me. And it's all about finding that perfect balance inside your life, both externally and internally, and kind of just using that perfect balance once you're able to achieve it, to achieve your life's purpose and achieve your life's goals, whatever they may be in this universe. And I don't know, that's what I think that the whole, like, our whole conversation has been about, is finding that.
Yes, absolutely. Like, literally, Colin, perfectly said. Couldn't have said it better. And, you know, listeners, we encourage you guys to do your own research. We encourage you guys to you reach out to us. We will happily give you resources. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Right? You can email me anytime. And like I said, this show is based on assisting as many people as possible in living just a happier, healthier, wealthier, and wiser lifestyle. It is so quickly come to the end of the show. Once again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Dave's Good Vibration Station every Sunday at 1. Colin, I love you, brother. You are such an amazing co-host. You have so much to add to the show. You have such a depth for this human experience, and I really honor, love, and appreciate all that you are, brother. Thank you so much for sharing this time with us. And listeners, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, health, wealth, of course, and appreciation from our hearts to yours. Make sure to check us out on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. And like I said, guys, feel free to email me anytime, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Love you guys so much. Thank you, Colin, for an amazing show. Do your research. There are other alternatives to bring yourself happiness and balance and to really enhance your lifestyle, right? We love you guys. Stay balanced, and we'll see you next Sunday. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.